We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 53, Brahma stealing the boys and calves. Chapter 13, okay. Stop a bit. Text 53. Kalasva bhava samskara.
Kalasva bhava samskara.
Kama karma gunadibi, svamahidvasta mahibir, murtimadbir upashita, kala, by the time factor, svabhava, own nature, samskara, reformation. Kama, desire. Karma, fruitive action. Guna, the three modes of material nature. Adibihi, and by others. Svabahi dvasta mahibihi, whose own independence was subordinate to the potency of the Lord. Murtimad bihi, possessing form. Upasitaha, were being worshipped. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Long purport. Translation. Then Lord Brahma saw that Kala, the time factor, Svabhava, one's own nature by association, samskara, reformation, kama, desire, karma, fruitive activity, and the gunas, the three modes of material nature, their own independence being completely subordinate to the potency of the Lord, had all taken forms and were also worshipping those Vishnumurtis. Purport. No one but Vishnu has any independence. If we develop consciousness of this fact, then we are in actual Krishna consciousness. We should always remember that Krishna is the only Supreme Master and that everyone else is His servant. Ekaleishvara Krishna Arasava Britya. Be one even Narayana or Lord Shiva, everyone is subordinate to Krishna. Shiva Virinchi Nutam. Even Baladeva is subordinate to Krishna. This is a fact. Ekale Ishvara Krishna Arasava Britya Yare Yaiche Nachaya Setaiche Kare Niritya. Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila 5142. One should understand that no one is independent, for everything is part and parcel of Krishna and is acting and moving by the supreme desire of Krishna. This understanding, this consciousness, is Krishna consciousness. Yastu Narayanam Deva, Brahma Rudradi Daiva Detai, Samatva Naiva Vikshata, Sapashandi Bhavedruvam. A person who considers demigods like Brahma and Shiva to be on an equal level with Narayana must certainly be considered an offender. No one can compare to Narayana or Krishna. Krishna is Narayana and Narayana is also Krishna, for Krishna is the original Narayana. Brahma himself addresses Krishna, Narayanastvam nahi sarvadehinam. You are also Narayana. Indeed, you are the original Narayana. Bhagavatam 10.14.14. Kala, or the time factor, has many assistants, such as svabhava, samskara, kama, karma, and guna. Svabhava, or one's own nature, is formed according to the association of material qualities. Karanam guna sangosya syad asad yoni janmasu. Sat and asad bhava, asad svabhava, one's higher or lower nature is formed by association with the different qualities, namely sattva guna, rajoguna, and tamoguna. We should gradually come to the sattva guna so that we may avoid the two lower gunas. This can be done if we regularly discuss Srimad Bhagavatam and hear about Krishna's activities. Nashta Prayeshva Bhadreshunityam Bhagavata Sevaya. All the activities of Krishna described in Srimad Bhagavatam, beginning even with the pastime concerning Putana, are transcendental. Therefore, by hearing and discussing Srimad Bhagavatam, the Rajoguna and Tamoguna are subdued, so that only Sattvaguna remains. Then Rajoguna and Tamoguna cannot do us any harm. Varnashrama Dharma, therefore, is essential, for it can bring people to Sattvaguna. Tada rajas tamo bhava kama lobhadayash chaya. Bhagavatam 1-19. Tamoguna and Rajoguna increase lust and greed, which implicate a living entity in such a way that he must exist in this material world in many, many forms. That is very dangerous. One should therefore be brought to Sattvaguna by the establishment of Varnashrama Dharma, and should develop the brahminical qualifications of being very neat and clean, rising early in the morning and seeing Mangala Aratrika, and so on. In this way, one should stay in Sattvaguna, and then one cannot be influenced by Tamoguna and Rajoguna. Tada rajas tamo bhava kama lobhadayashchaye cheta etair anavidam stitam sattva prasidati. Srimad Bhagavatam 1-19. The opportunity for this purification is the special feature of human life. In other lives, this is not possible. Such purification can be achieved very easily by Radha Krishna Bhajana, devotional service rendered to Radha and Krishna, and therefore Narottam Das Thakur sings Hari Hari Vipale Janamagonainu, indicating that unless one worships Radha Krishna, one's human form of life is wasted. Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Jana Yati Asu Vairagyam. Bhagavatam 1-7. By engagement in the service of Vasudeva, one very quickly renounces material life. The members of the Hare Krishna, of the Krishna consciousness movement, for example, being engaged in Vasudeva Bhakti, very quickly come to the stage of being nice Vaishnavas, so much so that people are surprised that Melechas and Yavanas are able to come to this stage. This is possible by Vasudeva Bhakti. But if you do not come to the stage of Sattva Guna in this human life, then as Narottam Das Thakur sings, Hari Hari Vipali Janama Gonainu, there is no profit in gaining this human form of life. Sri Viraragava Acharya comments that each of the items mentioned in the first half of this verse is a cause for material entanglement. Kala, or the time factor, agitates the modes of material nature, and Svabhava is the result of association with these modes. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur says, Bhakta Sanevasa. If one associates with Bhaktas, then one's Svabhava or nature will change. Our Krishna consciousness movement is meant to give people good association so that this change may take place. And we actually see that by this method, people all over the world are gradually becoming devotees. As for samskara or reformation, this is possible by good association. For by good association, one develops good habits, and habit becomes second nature. Therefore, Bhakta Sanevasa, let people have the chance to live with Bhaktas. Then their habits will change. In the human form of life, one has this chance. But as Narottam Das Thakur sings, Hari Hari Vipale Janama Gonainu, if one fails to take advantage of this opportunity, one's human life is wasted. We are therefore trying to save human society from degradation and actually elevate people to the higher nature. As for kama and karma, desires and activities, if one engages in devotional service, one develops a different nature than if one engages in activities of sense gratification, and of course the result is also different. According to the association of different natures, one receives a particular type of body. Karanam guna sangasya sada sad yoni janmasu. Therefore, we should always seek good association, the association of devotees. Then our life will be successful. A man is known by his company. If one has to the chance to live in the good association of devotees, one is able to cultivate knowledge, and naturally one's character or nature will change for one's eternal benefit. First part of the purport, Srila Prabhupada stresses a very simple idea. Nobody is independent. Nobody. And he gives examples of Lord Shiva, and even his own expansions are not independent. So it's a bit stupid to think that we are independent. Yet so many people, and sometimes we also think that we are independent. Yesterday I was in Kamnik. I met so many interesting people. And the one gentleman, he was there, they were setting up a stage, they had this, some sort of a carnival. And they were setting up this stage, and this gentleman came to me. I didn't go to him, so I saw that he was a bit like, so I was like, okay, whatever. So he was like saying some things. Yeah, this, I know you guys, but I'm independent. I'm not in these religious organizations to tell me, they tell me what to do. No, I'm independent. Nobody tells me what to do. Nobody tells me what to think. I was like, okay. So I tried, you know, like I was, I started telling him that, look, you are here, probably this is your job, and probably if you don't do your job, they will not pay you, and then you'll starve, and so you don't really do what you want to do. You're not really so independent. No. And I try like few seconds, I tried to test him. No, I'm independent. I do what I want. I'm like, all right, nice to meet you. This is sometimes Srila Prabhupada would do that. Solinas Praladananda Maharaj gives this example that at some point someone came to Srila Prabhupada. Someone born in Vedic culture had some. He was a Mayavadi, so Srila Prabhupada gave him a very simple argument. He said, if you want to find the identity of the father, then you have to ask the mother. The Vedas is our mother, and the Vedas say that Krishna is the father. So you have to accept it. So, and this gentleman was like, didn't understand anything. And Srila Prabhupada tried again. Same thing, same idea. He said, look, Vedas are our mother. You want to find the identity of the father. You ask the mother. Our mother says that Krishna is God. So you have to accept it. So he's like, he didn't understand. And the Srila Prabhupada tried third time. He said, okay, the Vedas are our mother. Vedas say, the mother says that the father is Krishna. You have to accept it. And this guy couldn't understand. So Prabhupada didn't go any further. He just said, oh, give him some prasada. He cannot understand. So sometimes you meet this kind of people, they are on that level. And many, many people actually, you know, Maya is very, very powerful. And they are on this level. They're like, you cannot explain them that they are not independent. So this gentleman was like that. So I just dropped it. I was like, okay, nice to meet you. See you soon. And after I met this lady, she knew something about the Hare Krishnas. And she was coming to me and she's like, what does this Hare Krishna mean? What is this Hare Krishna? And I was like, yeah, Krishna is God and Hare is the energy. Yeah, but what does it mean? What does it mean? I mean, she didn't seem very very sane, but I said, okay, I'll explain her anyway. It means that we ask Krishna and his energy to engage us in their service. Like, okay. And she just couldn't understand. Why would you do that? She was like, just saying, I don't understand your religion. I really don't understand your religion. I was like, okay. Her idea of religion was that, okay, you go to the church and you ask for something. And, you know, you ask for some bread, you ask for to pay some bills, you ask for something, you know. There has to be some business there. And our religion it means that we go to God and we ask for service. We go and do something, and then when he asks us, what do you want? He says, oh, can I do something more? Like, so when they hear this, people are just like, what? What's wrong with you? So she just couldn't grasp our idea of religion. And I told her that actually this is not our religion. This is the only religion. This means religion. Religion means that you want to serve God. So anyway. And also on the idea of independence, I met this guy and he took a book and so on. And then at some point he was telling me how happy he is with the Pope, that he's now very liberal and he accepts everyone. And everyone, it's all good. In the past, and how in the past Christianity would persecute all the religions, and now they are saying that all religions are good, which is and he was also telling me that in the past people would the priest would correct people. He would see you smoking, they would tell your father, this is smoking, and now it's free. Now they are independent, they can do, there is this priest, they get, they do their spiritual stuff, and we do our own stuff. So that he saw this as a sign of spiritual advancement. we're independent. We can do whatever we want. So anyway, but that's actually not the Vedic idea. That's our idea is not that everyone is independent to do whatever they want. The idea is that, of course, I mean, there's some past in the past in Christianity, there were some crazy ideas that we have to, our ideas are the only good ideas, and they couldn't recognize the same ideas in other form. That was the point. But this doesn't mean that complete liberation is the solution. You do whatever you want. And sometimes you pray to God, and it's all right. We'll come back to this. Because Srila Prabhupada talks in the purport a lot about sattva guna. So it's they go together. You cannot be independent. Do whatever you want and be spiritual. Actually, nobody is independent. They are just under the control of their own crazy mind. So you have to choose, do you want to be dependent on Krishna or dependent on your crazy mind? So that's the only choice. So Srila Prabhupada explains further that it's important to keep ourselves in a mode of goodness and avoid the lower modes. Nature. And there's three things that he suggests to do this. And one is discussing Srimad Bhagavatam. As a side fact, when Srila Prabhupada came to Boston for the first time in America, and there's these prayers on the board of the Jaladutas, he was thinking, how will I make these people understand, because they are so much into tamogun, into passion and ignorance. And there Srila Prabhupada also gives the solution, and the solution is Srimad Bhagavatam. And he quotes these verses, which he quotes in the purport. And here in the purport, he quotes only verse 18 and 19, but there's also the verse before. Shivata svakata Krishna punya shravana kirtanam hiddantasto avadrani vidunati sudhrit sastam. Shri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma in everyone's heart and the benefactor of the truthful devoted, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. Which means that if you hear Srimad Bhagavatam, then our heart will be cleansed. It's easy method. Just hear Srimad Bhagavatam. And then the first verse he quotes today says that by regular hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, everything is which is troublesome in the heart is completely destroyed. And it's also in first translation, Srila Prabhupada says by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. And in further translations, he changed this. He said by attending Srimad Bhagavatam class. This is very interesting. And His Holiness Niranjana Maharaj has this book, how is it called? I don't remember how is it called. It's about mentorship and so on. And there he says that actually devotee association means Srimad Bhagavatam class. That's side topic. So devotee association doesn't mean eating with the devotees and talking. Sometimes talking with the devotees is devotional or not so devotional. Association with devotees is discussing about Krishna. And specifically Srimad Bhagavatam class. Of course, it can be also other formal, informal discussions about Krishna. But that's devotee association. That's real devotee association. And then the next verse of Srimad Bhagavatam after that says, as soon as irrevocable loving service is established in the heart, the effects of nature's modes of passion and ignorance disappear from the heart. So as soon as you do devotional service, the passion and ignorance, they are not there anymore. Of course, it's a process. So this is one tool Srila Prabhupada gives in this purport. If you want to stay in goodness, you have to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. This means attending classes, and this means also reading Srila Prabhupada's books, associating with the pure devotee. And the other tool Srila Prabhupada talks about is Varnashrama Dharma. Of course, further he talks about association of devotees, which is similar. And he says, Varnashrama Dharma, therefore, is essential for it can bring people to Sattva-gun. So you might say, well, we don't have Varnashrama Dharma. This society is just crazy. There are no Brahmanas, there are no Kshatriyas, there's no Vaishyas, there's no Shudras, there's only Mlechas. Of course, Srila Prabhupada wanted to establish Varnashrama Dharma in society at large, but even without a formal establishment of Varnashrama, we have some concepts of Varnashrama that we can adopt. For example, we have Grihastas and Brahmacharis. We have sannyasis. We have this already in our movement. And the point of Varnashrama is that everyone is serving Lord Vishnu. That's the essence. Otherwise, that's called Daivi Varnashrama. Otherwise, there's this Asura Varnashrama, where they have some castes, they have some caste system, they have some this, that, but nobody's serving Lord Vishnu. So Varnashrama means serving Lord Vishnu. So that's the important thing of Varnashrama. And the other principle is that everyone is under the supervision of someone more intelligent. That's just basic. If you're not, and it takes some humbleness to accept, oh, maybe I'm not so intelligent, I'm not so advanced spiritually, so I have to accept someone who tells me I'm wrong. It's very, very hard. And of course, this means this person has more knowledge, but he also has good intentions. There's goodwill there. It's not because otherwise you have sometimes this caste system where you get to exploitation. The intelligent people exploit the others. Also, current society means some intelligent people just exploit the others. So it's not sufficient that someone is more intelligent than you. He has to be also good-willing. He has to think what's good for you. And then, okay. So the point of Varnashrama is that no one is independent. Actually, nobody is independent, as I said before. Everyone is dependent on Krishna. And his different types of energies. And in their simple... actually, more or less, everyone is dependent on their crazy mind. So everyone is dependent, which is external to the soul. So everyone is depending on their crazy mind. So Srila Prabhupada says sometimes when he was going, especially in America, that in America they are very proud that they have this declaration of independence. We are independent. So Americans make their declaration. Yes, we are independent. Nobody tells us what to do. And he says that we as devotees, we have our declaration of dependence. we declare we are not independent. We want to be dependent on Krishna. So, that's the idea. We can be dependent on Krishna or on Maya. So, if we're dependent on Maya, it's not gonna turn out very well. We tried for millions of lifetimes, and so this life, we can try to be dependent on Krishna. Maybe this works. And of course, dependent on Krishna means being dependent on Krishna and his devotees. Because if we are dependent on Krishna's devotees and the devotees are dependent on Krishna, this means this is same as being dependent on Krishna. This makes it even harder because it's sometimes easier to accept. Yeah, Krishna is there and I do whatever Krishna tells me to do, which he doesn't come very often. And then we accept Prabhupada, and Prabhupada tells something in the books, but still, I can do it my own way. And then there are some living devotees, and the problem with the living devotees is that they might tell me what to do. So becoming dependent on Krishna and Srila Prabhupada means becoming dependent on some devotees who might tell us what to do. Very, very, very nasty philosophy. And that's the principle of Varnashrama. That you are dependent on someone who is more dependent than you on Krishna. That's all. And another principle of Varnashrama is that the more knowledgeable and more intelligent, more responsible you are, the more freedom you have. So if you cannot control your senses, then you don't have freedom. So in traditional Varnashrama system, Shudras don't have independence. Shudras, they always there's always someone there who's like, no, what's this? I actually saw this this in India. I was living in this, they were like some Mayavadis, but they had these workers there. And they wouldn't do anything if you would not scream on them. You know, like, and they had this supervisor who was like, hey, what's this? Just get to work. Yeah. Was just always like screaming. And as soon as he was screaming, they would start doing something. Yeah, I mean, this is very... And he was, then after he would turn to us and like, yeah, did I make a good show? Because he knew that he wasn't upset, you know, like he was not something like, oh my God, I'm so upset, you know. He didn't get emotional in this. He was just like, I have to scream at them to do some work, so no problem. And then he was looking like, you like? I put a good show. So anyway, this is very hard to accept in the West. But that's the traditional system, Vedic system, is that Shudras, because they cannot control their senses, they need someone external to be on their case to control their senses. Who will tell them, no, you're not going to do that. No, this is not going to do. So this is our philosophy. That we should get from being independent, which is we're not independent, it's just illusory. So we should give up our false sense of independence and become dependent on Krishna and his devotees. And then life is good. Then. Right. I'll just stop here. I'll leave for something for next time. All right. Thank you so much. If there's some questions, comments, concerns. Okay. Thank you so much. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.